Welcome back to another Edge Got In podcast. We're very grateful that you're joining us today, whatever part of the day that you're in. Perhaps it's morning, midday, or perhaps it's right before going to bed. Either way, we have a fun topic this morning and focus based on the scriptures that are speaking of Jesus healing the paralyzed man and the faith of his friends to be able to bring him before the Lord for the healing to take place. We're going to kind of take a different metaphorical look at this, at these scriptures, and invite you to come along with us. We're going to be looking at Luke chapter 5, verses 17 through 26. I have my colleague here and co-producer of the Edge Got In podcast, Dr. Estella, all the way from Denmark, the Netherlands.
All the way from Breda, the Netherlands.
There we go. And so we're going to just jump in this morning. Holy Spirit, we're just so grateful for another day of life. Thank you that you thought of us today. We are nothing without you, and with you all things are possible. Thank you that you think of us today for your good purposes to be accomplished through us. Grant us the grace to live with your presence more today than yesterday. We give you permission to override us when we start to follow the shiny objects of life. Also, give us the courage to be able to step out in faith, just as David did when facing Goliath, to be able to do some releasing of behavior patterns that have held us back from a lighter version of who we are in you. You have come, as John 10:10 says, to give us fullness of life. And the devil comes to kill and destroy. As we enter a new year of life, grant us the grace to experience even more joy this year than last year, and to be able to release those behavior patterns and even the ones that we keep tucked away deep in our castle. Help us to carry them on the stretcher to you so that you can lighten our load. We ask this in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you for another gift of life today, Lord. You are good. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
All right. So we are jumping into a very popular, well-known parable from the Bible, and it's actually a real-life parable that perhaps you guys are familiar with, and it's the one where Jesus is teaching, and he's teaching the Pharisees and teachers of the law were hanging out, sitting with him, and people were coming from all over from Jerusalem to be able to, from every single village of Galilee, Judea. I mean, the word is out on Jesus. He is making it happen. He is casting out evil spirits. He's healing the blind, the deaf, the mute, and raising the dead, healing the lepers. He is just full blown. His reputation has gone viral. And in the midst of this moment of teaching, there are some men that have a good friend that is paralyzed, and they are determined, knowing the reputation that Jesus has as the healer, to bring their friend before the Lord. I heard this morning this parable and was reminded by a very inspired deacon who pointed out how heavy it is to carry a man on a stretcher. Mm-hmm. And it's a weight. And not only did they carry him on a stretcher, they crawled up a roof and lowered him in on his mat through the tiles. So this is determination, people.
And it's also faith, knowing that it's going to, a good outcome is going to happen. It's worth it.
Yeah.
Right? It's worth carrying him. Yes.
Mm-hmm. They had their eyes fixed on Jesus. Mm-hmm. They literally, even before that was written down by Paul, the author and perfecter of our faith, they knew who to go to with this weight. And it was the weight of their friend who was ill, and they were seeking his healing. And when Jesus saw their faith, he was blown away and said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." The scribes and the Pharisees began to contemplate And so they start going in a different direction. Who is this man who speaks blasphemy, who forgives the sins, who forgives sins but God alone? Jesus, knowing their thoughts, he knows our thoughts. So just saying, he knows what you're really thinking. So transparency is key. And Jesus replied, what are you thinking? Why are you thinking these things in your heart? Jesus calls him out, which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or get up and walk. But so that you might know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. And then he said to the man who was paralyzed, I tell you, listen, get up, pick up your mat and go home. Instantly, he became a lighter version of himself. Instantly, he left the weight of the dis-ease behind. Instantly, he unzipped the cloak of heaviness, the cloak of restriction that was holding him back from moving forward. And I'm using these sentences very intentionally. He unzipped and stepped out of the cloak, the heaviness of his experience being paralyzed and held back. Perhaps there are some people listening today that feel a heaviness, a metaphorical paralysis of being held back from the fullness of the joy that Jesus has died to give us. And so immediately the man stood up and took what he had been lying on home, went home. What was he doing? Glorifying God, along with everyone that was on looking, was standing on the sidelines watching this. This was out of control. Can you imagine this? This is crazy. And we're going to just take a little twist to this today and metaphorically look at another aspect of this. Metaphorically speaking, there are parts within your interior castle, as St. Therese of Avila speaks to. These are locked doors, places of heaviness within your heart. What specific areas within your interior castle are holding you back from the levity and the lightness? My burden is easy and light. That the Lord is calling you to step into as we are given a new year of life. Simply pause, take a deep breath, and reflect on what is it that is holding you back, that is a metaphorical paralysis of behavior, because behavior we can see. Perhaps it's a character trait that was developed over time. And sometimes you may feel, I passed this earth school class, but then all of a sudden there'll be another scenario involving a human being and it goes from dormant to live inside your castle. Let's use the example of jealousy. Not because I definitely have had my experience of this weight in my life. Absolutely guilty. I totally have the weight of jealousy that has coursed through me and has appeared and gone from dormant to live many different times in my life. And it's a weight that holds me back from the joy of the Lord. It involves comparison. It involves self-judgment, judgment of other people. It would definitely fill up that stretcher, and it would be heavy to carry. And is heavy to carry. So many times I allow it to go dormant and continue on my merry way, serving the Lord, until I run into another human being or situation that flares it up. And shazam, I'm thrown into a place of paralysis. What about you, Dr. Stella? What would be something that you'd find was heavy on the stretcher?
Yeah, you know, there's so many things that are heavy. I think, sometimes, you know, just having faith can be heavy, right? Just making sure that your focus is in the right area. I know one of the things that I want to go back to is when we're talking about the scripture, when the Pharisees began to contemplate, that means they were in deep meditation about this person, Jesus, right? Mm. They were very deep into who is this man who speaks blasphemy? Because to them, this was just some guy saying, I can heal, right? Because they hadn't had the faith, and they, you know, who God is the person that can forgive sins. Who is this man, right? So I'll say that with contemplation, there comes sometimes when we're contemplating, when we're meditating, there comes doubt, right? But I think if we stay in that space long enough and we bring Jesus into that space, he'll give to them, he knows what we're thinking, right? And he knows what's in our hearts. Mm-hmm. He'll give to them and to us the answer we're looking for. And so that I wanted to go back to that because I thought that was really powerful, that
great
there are
point.
Some Pharisees that were contemplating, were there, and they're in judgment, which we're actually in contemplation. You're not supposed to be in judgment, but they're in judgment. And so they weren't at a level of mindfulness or being mindful to see the miracle that Jesus was doing, or seeing the gift he was giving them of forgiveness. And to be able to take a step back while we're doing this ourselves and say, okay, God, I am in deep meditation on this. I'm in deep thought on this, but come in and ask him to come in versus just doing it our own. Then we'll get the true answer. Then we'll understand that yes, he heals the sick. Yes, he walks with us daily. Yes, he lightens my burden, you know, because, you know, we're carrying so much in the course of a day. You ask what's on my stretcher. And a lot of times it's just feeling, not that I'm worthy, but that I am, I'm recognized for some of the things that I can do. I have, especially in a corporate environment when sometimes you never get recognized. So are you, if you do, it's always a comparison type of recognition, comparing you to someone else. Mm-hmm. So it's a heavy, so for me to stay in the mindset of, okay, Estella, don't be too concerned with what people think or what they or how you're recognized. Just continue doing your job. Mm-hmm. And that's what is on my stretcher sometimes how can I make sure that I keep that balanced? But there's so many things. I mean, I think to your point, there's people out there that are going who've been through a lot in 2018, and that will continue with some of those burdens in 2019. But we know that through Jesus, he can lighten that weight. He has. And he can even take it away. I mean, I think the whole thing about your faith, the mustard seed, you know, I totally believe that Jesus heals. And Jesus heals you not only physically, but mentally, right? Sometimes our mindset stops us from reaching the true blessing that he has for us.
Amen to that. So, that's Romans 12:1, of being transformed by the renewing of our mind. It's all between our 2 years.
I love that scripture. Yes, the renewing
we give
of our mind.
Free rent to this weight. And today we're using that metaphor of the stretcher and the weight and yet commitment that overrode the weight and enabled them to carry up a roof. I mean, seriously, just pause and think about that. Literally up a roof, their friend.
Yeah.
And I believe, you know, it's just a few men here. It's not like they had 10 men carrying him up. Just some men, a few men carried him up. And pulled away the tiles and dropped them down. I mean, the amount of commitment and dedication.
Determination,
and
right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Determination, faith, as you said. That combination of determination and faith, that I am committed to a lighter version of me in Christ. I am committing in this new year to unzip the heaviness of this behavior, this perception, this belief system, whatever it is, but to take 5 to 10 minutes and ask the Lord to sift you and show you what is on my stretcher that I want to carry before you, Lord, so that you can enable me and fill me with the strength to stand up and walk.
And I love that version. Because I love the whole lighter version theme, and because I think that we are so heavy. And I think, you know, another thing about the new year, you know, whenever a new year comes in, we have an expectation for everything to be better. are the hope for sometimes to be better. But some people run into the year without that mindset, right? Mm-hmm. And I think for you to say, Lord, give me a lighter version of who I want to be, mm-hmm. and help me, Lord, to see this and know it when it's there. It's a powerful mm-hmm. thing because, you know, say if you're sick, you're less sick. Say if you're hungry, you're less hungry. Say if you're homeless, you're less homeless. I mean, just it's all going to ultimately get to a better situation if it's lighter, if the burden's lighter. And
there's no judgment in that. It's just a lighter version of me.
A lighter version of me. If I have this jealousy or if I have this envy, which you, to your point, we all have it. Mm. If I have this animosity or lack of forgiveness, let me be lighter in that area, Lord. Mm-hmm. Let me be more, if I'm not accepting, if I'm not inclusive, if I'm opinionated, right? Let me be a lighter version of that, Lord.
Help me to release that, right?
If you keep asking that, what happens? You start loosening it up and leaving it behind.
That's exactly what it is. And that's what he left. He left his paralysis behind. Mm-hmm. He left the heaviness behind mm-hmm. and he was able to move forward. So it's a worthy contemplation and the examine is such a powerful practice. The St. Ignatius, the examine, it basically gives you the opportunity to really meditate on the ways that God has shown up for you. And the ways that you desire or would have desired to show more love, more presence to God, perhaps even just doing an examine just on this area, inviting the Holy Spirit in and asking the Holy Spirit to sift you, to bring to your mind the behaviors that are creating a heaviness mm-hmm. about your countenance, your divine expression of God in this world. What is holding you back that's not the highest version of you?
And I think it's a good thing to meditate and contemplate on and just sit there and say, Lord, because you know he's in our thoughts, right? He tells you that. He said, why are you thinking these things in your heart?
Yeah.
He asked them because he was in their contemplation. Mm-hmm. So once you contemplate and you say, Lord, I want to be a lighter version. And I guarantee you, what you need to be lighter on will probably pop up.
I can assure you of that. This has been a prayer of mine for quite some time, and mm-hmm. it never gets old. Because as one thing is released, then another thing pops up. Because God loves us enough not to leave us where we're at. Because He desires that we might have the fullness of life, not just partially, not just skimming by. It's like having a bank account with millions of dollars in it. And most of us are just pulling out a buck or two a day. I mean, we literally have the fullness of life, the same spirit that rose Jesus Christ of Nazareth from the grave, the mind of Christ, a part of a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. Is there anything too hard for us when we were in Christ?
And no.
He calls us out of the burden, the heaviness. And it is, as you mentioned, Dr. Stella, it's when you do pause and you silence the monkey mind before God and invite the Holy Spirit and show me, Lord, I want to see the areas that are holding me back and that are creating a heavy version of me in this world. And I'll tell you, you know what the heavy version of you looks like, because we get hungry, angry, lonely, tired, or sick. Then we start seeing the behavior of ugly talk, defensive behavior, stonewalling, all kinds of below the line type things start coming through. That's heaviness. Jealousy, believe me, there are so many different expressions of that. Greed, so many different expressions of greed. It's not just greed for money, it's greed for your time, getting impatient mm-hmm. when people who are in need pop in and it's your give back project for the day and you get impatient. When people don't mm-hmm. understand you, when people don't like you, or when you're not right, that's all greed for self-esteem and to be noticed. There's so many different areas that create heaviness, and literally rob the best version of you in Christ. I'll share a little story before we end today. This thought of a lighter version of myself came through suffering. When I had gone through advanced cancer and I had gone through the double mastectomy and lost my hair, eyebrows, eyelashes, and my breasts, it was one of my weakest moments during the 5 years of the treatment going through it. And I remember being in fetal position after a particularly difficult treatment. And I was shaking. I was so weak. And I was talking to Jesus about it. And I said, you know, bring good out of this. Bring good about it. Don't waste your suffering. Lift it up for the sake of salvation of souls and lift it up for the sake of other people going through difficult times. So I was in the midst of doing that. And this vision came to me of just my life and how I'd been showing up BC before the cancer. And I remember I was talking to my mom. She was sitting by my bedside at that time. And I just said, Mom, I can't believe how much energy it takes to be me in the world. And then my next thought was, Lord, make me a lighter version of who you want me to be in this world. Because it's exhausting being me. It's Yes. exhausting needing to be right, liked, understood. It's exhausting needing to have the approval of the world to know my worth and value. It's exhausting to constantly play the game, the finite game of life, of possessions, popularity, positions, in Yes. power over others, which is weakness disguised by strength. And that's an exhausting way to show up. So when we truly pause and ask not what's in your wallet, but what's on your stretcher.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. I can totally relate to that. And I think one of the things that forces us into a lighter version of ourselves is the aging process.
Amen to that.
I have this experience of moving to another country has been a true blessing because I see people experiencing a lighter version of themselves. They're not into the Hollywood scene necessarily. They ride their bikes. Their hair is all over their head. They may have makeup on. They're that's, just enjoying that's so fun. Life. Mm. They're aging gracefully. Mm-hmm. Everyone is accepted and accepting of whatever you feel like doing. So it's a lighter version. I see it and I say, and the heaviness is, the heaviness on the aging thing is a lot of put on us by society, but a lot of it also is put on us by us because we look in the mirror and we say, oh my God, I've got this wrinkle and I've got this bag. Mm-hmm. Instead of saying, wow, you know, let's find some beauty in that wrinkle in that bag or let's, you know, it's that lighter version of but aging forces you to slow down, to understand, to not That's care right. so much mm-hmm. about others or what they think of you, because you find that most of the time you find a lot of people that are aging that speak out more about how they truly feel, mm-hmm. but they've hidden, you know, they've hidden themselves in a corporate environment. They're hidden themselves because of society and friends where this lighter version comes out. So two things can happen. The lighter version can make you realize to slow down and be accepting of the way you are and happy, or the lighter version can have you be more vocal and be more real about the way things are. Okay. So it's interesting. It's an interesting, but God is in it all, right? Mm. And yeah. I think that's what we need to remember, that God, everything in every place that we're in this life is a beautiful thing because we're able to experience it. We're able to tell a story and we're able to give honor to Jesus. I love at the very end of this scripture in Luke that they left praising the Lord. Mm. And I think that's what we have to remember to do. I was have a Bible study on the five areas of prayer and praising him is such an important part of it, and being thankful for all that he gives us. And I love that the guy says, I'm taking my stretcher. I'm walking with it, and I'm glorifying the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. That's it. So our invitation to you today is to pause and really reflect on what's in your stretcher, what's on your stretcher that's holding you back, that's creating a weight, and that held you back and created a metaphorical paralysis in your life, a behavior, a specific behavior. Ask the Lord to sift you and to bring it to the front lines. I literally was just speaking to the Lord about this the other day. I said out loud, I thought I was over that. More work to be done. Because no. Jesus is literally, he loves us so much, he's not going to leave us where we're at, because he wants us to experience that joy, that peace that passes all human understanding, that freedom, that courage that David felt going up against Goliath. He wants us to experience Esther's strength within and ability to override fear because of a greater purpose. He wants us to have that coursing through us and moving us forward and creating momentum in our lives, eternal momentum. And so what if this year you started out with that reflection, that examination of consciousness by the power of the Holy Spirit, inviting God to sift you, to go in your castle? What are those behaviors that are creating the metaphorical paralysis that you want to bring on your stretcher, lay before the Lord, and experience that command from God, pick up your mat and go, move forward. And you can do that, as Dr. Stella was pointing out, the last part of this scriptures, you are filled with awe. Wow, this is what it feels like to be a lighter version of me. Yep. Fill me with awe, because I have seen remarkable things today. In verse 26. So allow the Holy Spirit, give the Holy Spirit permission. Holy Spirit, I give you permission today, more than yesterday, to create in me a high noticing for the behaviors that Jesus is after and inviting me to release, to bring before him on my stretcher, lay it at his feet, and to walk away a lighter version of me, glorifying God with my life. We've covered a lot of different areas specifically around this topic today. We encourage you to re-listen to this podcast. Ask the Holy Spirit, what's in here for me to help me create a lighter version of myself, to glorify you, and therefore experience the fullness of the joy that Christ died to give you. We're so grateful for the opportunity to be here today, to be able to even contemplate these things. And we just invite the Holy Spirit into all of this as we draw closer to the Lord, to draw, lean in more this year than last year into the disposition of Christ. Give him permission to resurrect the parts of you that are being held back by behaviors or belief systems or conclusions about yourself. I'm not enough. I'm not okay. I have to prove my worth and value. Allow the Holy Spirit to help you to bring those before the Lord, to unzip the heaviness and be a lighter version of you this year. Do you want to close us in prayer, Dr. Stella, as we move into life and practice this lighter version theme?
Yes. Oh, Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for the opportunity to be able to talk to you today and for this study, Lord. I ask that you help us to all be a lighter version of ourselves, and that through contemplation and prayer, you speak to us and answer the things that we need and the things that we want to know. Lord, I thank you for this fellowship. I thank you for a great Bible study, and I thank you for the ability to act on this in 2019 so that we are a lighter version and that things will change, Lord. We want to thank you and praise you for just being who you are, and thank you for our salvation, for even to be accepted into your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us today, and check out our other recordings and podcasts and Bible studies, specific Bible studies. You can download the PDF at edgegodin.com. Go give him heaven. Enjoy your gift of life and enjoy having that time.